Friday, my favorite day of the week, February the 15th, all set for a long weekend. Yes, we celebrate Dead White Guys on Monday, and I guess you're going to have to deal with the best of show on Monday. Besides the fact the markets are closed on Monday in honor of President's Day. Dow Jones Industrial Average ended the week down 28 points at 12,348. NASDAQ off 10 at 2,321. S&P 500 managed to get a point and a quarter increase to end at 1,349. It is one of those days where traders just wanted to get out of Dodge. Nobody wanted to be too exposed on either side of the market, even though the news was, well, it was bad, to put it mildly. And so they ended pretty much flat. Same goes for the metals complex. Gold in New York closed down $6.50 to end the week at $902.50. Actually, had a high of $916 today and a low of $896. Silver off 16 cents at 1711, I should say. Silver had a low of 1691, a high of 1754. It was interesting to note that, by and large, gold and silver, were all higher, prior to the opening in New York today. As is always the case, it's a pattern. Call it manipulation, if you will. But we always seem to get higher markets in Europe and Asia and lower gold prices in New York City. No stopping platinum, though. Platinum scoring another $53 today, now sitting at $2,056. Big winner today, palladium, up $11 at $450. And I got an email from someone who said, you mentioned rhodium once or twice, but you haven't mentioned it again. Well, it's just quite simple, because you can't buy rhodium. It's a sister metal to platinum. When gold was trading at $350, palladium was, rhodium was trading at about $800. But you wouldn't have convinced anybody to buy rhodium at $800. And now when they look at the price, just a little north of $9,000 an ounce, currently sitting at $8,930. Maybe talking about gold in those terms one of these days. Crude oil, once again higher. Tensions in the Middle East? I don't know. Crude claim closed at $95.69 in the U.S. dollar. Weaker today, marginally. Still holding above 76, ending the day of the week at 76.03. We'll be back.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hey, everybody, this is James Martinez from the Cash Flow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life? Behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. Away for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Any questions, comments, chastise me for things I've said, feel free, 800-313-9443. Anything is on the table. A story that got scant or no attention today, and it speaks volumes. We have often on this program spoken about David Walker, who is the head of the GAO, the U.S. Government Accountability Office. This is sort of like the watchdog branch of government that, separates the real world from the fictitious world that politicians live in. And there's no doubt that David Walker rattled a few cages, ruffled many feathers in Washington, D.C. with his candid assessment of the state of America, not only fiscally, but morally as well. And obviously it was a message that Washington and without question people inside government didn't want to hear, because they want to believe that you people out there, the large majority of the unwashed, are incapable of taking care of yourself, and that the only way you can achieve anything in life is by some government program that's going to take from one group and pass on to another. Well, David Walker submitted his resignation today. He says, as Comptroller General of the United States and head of the GAO, there are real limitations on what I can do and say in connection with key public policy issues, especially issues that directly relate to to the GAO's client, the Congress. He did not elaborate, but Walker last year issued an unusually downbeat assessment of this country's future in a report that drew parallels with the end of the Roman Empire. He had warned that the U.S. government was on a burning platform of unsustainable policies and practices, with fiscal deficits, chronic health care underfunding, immigration and overseas military commitments, threatening a crisis if action was not taken soon. There were striking similarities between America's current situation and the factors that brought down Rome, he once said. These included declining moral values and political civility at home, an overconfident and overextended military in foreign lands, and a fiscally irresponsibility of the central government. This was a very difficult decision for me, Walker said today of his decision to leave the GAO, which he joined in November for what was to be a 15-year term of office. His resignation will be effective as of March the 12th. He said he would become president and chief executive officer of the newly established Peter G. Peterson Foundation, which would educate and activate Americans while supporting sensible policy solutions on various issues. My new position, he said, will provide me with the ability and resources to more aggressively address a range of current and emerging challenges facing our country. This move will enable me to sharpen my message and bring focus and attention to the fiscal and other key sustainability challenges that I and others have been discussing during the past several years. And his assessment, pretty much like Ron Paul's assessment of where we are and where we're going, is absolutely correct. Because we live in a political environment today that is almost unimaginable to most people who bought into the concept of the American, call it the American dream, if you will, of what life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness is all about. I surf many comment pages, chat pages around the internet, and it is striking how many times I come across posts by Americans who have been overseas for a number of years and have returned to America, and they don't even recognize their own country. They feel the heavy yoke of a police state. And this is something that a lot of people cannot see. It is very hard to see certain things when you live within a country. You get great experience from traveling outside of a country, and you get to understand much better the political machines that are at work. When I listen to statements by, for instance, John McCain, this is a man I don't think has ever traveled outside of the United States, outside of his military service, or to visit some military base in Iraq or Afghanistan, because he absolutely doesn't get it. If he becomes ultimately the Republican nominee for president, he will not be able to run on the conservative platform of fiscal responsibility, smaller government, because he, as a senior senator from Arizona, has obviously been amongst the decision makers in Washington, D.C. over these past 8 years that was responsible for the growth of the largest government in the history of America in a short period of 8 years. He's also been a senator that has overseen the expansion of the federal debt from $4 trillion to $9 trillion. So if he's running on a platform of fiscal conservative agenda, it's a lie. And many of his other statements about America's role in shaping the rest of the world through the policy of democracy through the barrel of a gun, has also been an abject failure. There's no question that America's adventures in Iraq and Afghanistan have done nothing more than destabilize the world and cause it to become a much more unfriendly place towards America and Americans' policies. So that leaves us with who's going to win between Hillary Rodham Clinton and Barack Obama. And there's a Hobson's choice, if there ever was one. We are now dealing with gender and race on the left. And we know exactly, pretty much what we are going to get if we have an Obama or a Clinton administration. It's not going to be any different to the current administration we have. This is the thing that I've noticed in the 29 odd years that I've lived in America, that although the faces may change every political cycle, the same players remain firmly entrenched within the system. And it seems as though the players that are firmly entrenched within the system are sticking to an agenda that was laid out decades ago by the founder of my former country, Cecil John Rhodes. It is a philosophy of empire, and it is a philosophy of treating people as as just pawns in a chess game. They don't want you educated about the issues. They just want you to be obedient workers. Politicians always run on the platform of the flag, the Bible, and kids. But when you boil it all down, when you look at the platforms they run on, when we look at kids, for instance, because they're always talking about helping the children and talking about education, and it seems to be a political campaign speech at every election demanding more money to improve the education of America's youth. And yet over all these years, as we look and see, kids today are dumber than they've ever been before. Standard of education in America today doesn't even rank in the top 10 of industrialized countries in the world. But they wrap themselves in the flag, and they beat the Bible, and people buy into it. It is an amazing thing to watch. Take a short break, be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
The Berkey Lights' unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Cited the London July 7th bombings in an interview broadcast last night to justify his support for waterboarding, an interrogation technique widely regarded as torture. In an interview with the BBC, he said information obtained from alleged terrorists helped save lives and families of the July 7th victims. and it's, well... fortunately, the president is out of town for a week. He is visiting Africa. He's not visiting any of the war-torn parts of Africa. He's going to all the safe parts. Liberia is one of them, where he more than likely will stand at the castle where the slaves were rounded up and shipped over to wherever they were going. I believe he's going to Tanzania and Rwanda. Well, it could be a little tough there in Rwanda with the Hutsis and the Tutsis, but the president making these excuses for justifying immoral behavior is another reason why America is losing its prestige around the world, because nobody in a civilized Western society believes in torture. It is an amazing thing for anybody to actually think that torture can elicit honest answers from anybody. It's always nice to live in the dream world of giving your rank and serial number, and that's all you're going to give. I mean, this is stuff of Hollywood movies. This is another myth that people have believed in for a long time, and including the disillusioned President of the United States. I think his whole being has obviously been made up of watching too many John Wayne and Audie Murphy movies. This is not how a civilized society acts. And when you segue politics into finance, you can understand why we are facing a financial Armageddon. Foreigners have a different view of America than the Americans actually even understand. And when it comes to investing their money, although politics usually doesn't play a role in decisions people make as to where to invest their money, because money has no loyalty, it has no patriotism, money just seeks to find its greatest return. And to add to the woes, our current financial woes, foreign investment in the United States, according to the latest reports we got from the month of December, we've seen a drastic decline in foreign investment in the United States. Not only is it pretty clear to most who are paying attention that the Federal Reserve is going to lower rates to 2% from the current 3%, which means that the rate of return for foreigners is that much less, and obviously makes countries like Asia and Europe more attractive because they're keeping their interest rates high relative to the United States. But also there comes that component that they do take into consideration when making a decision whether to invest in the U.S. Earlier this week, the president announced that he is going to require all visitors to the United States to be fingerprinted. This administration has done everything in its power to alienate the rest of the world against America. Whoever is the next president has got a serious PR problem to deal with. We'll take another short break and be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Hey everybody, this is James Martinez from the Cash Flow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. Away for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom94.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom94.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 94.com. Freedom94.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Simona, you're getting older. Your journey's been your skin. Simona, wish I had known that what seems so strong has been and gone. I would call you up every Saturday night, and when boss stay out till the morning light, and we sang,
welcome back to the Friday edition of the Flipside. Once again, reminder, markets closed on Monday, so it'll be the best of, and we'll be back live on Tuesday. Meantime, let's go to Kevin in Texas. Hey, Kevin.
Hello.
How you doing, sir?
Oh, just fine. I was going to ask you about Mr. Walker. I was listening to you, but I was kind of messing around here, and I heard you saying that he announced his resignation.
Yep.
And that he was going to go to work for Pete Peterson?
No, I don't think it's the Pete G. Peterson Foundation.
Okay, is that the same Pete Peterson that not too long ago was the chairman of the Council on Foreign Relations?
You know, I don't think so.
Okay, that's what I was curious. I kind of caught that as I was rounding the corner here in the house, and I said, whoa. He's going to work for Pete Peterson?
No, let me, if you give me a second, I will attempt to try and find out who Pete G. Peterson Foundation is. And judging by his statement, it sounds as though it is a financial think tank.
I don't have a computer, but I have a lot of books in there. A bunch of them are in boxes right now because they just recently moved. But that name Pete Peterson just jumped out at me because I know not too long ago he was the chairman of the CFR.
Let's see here. And I'll have it for you in a second if this thing would just...
Okay.
There you go. Pete G. Peterson commits $1 billion towards solving America's most significant economic challenges. In a move to address the most critical sustainability challenges that threaten America's future, Peter G. Peterson today announced the formation of the Peter G. Peterson Foundation and his commitment to fund at least $1 billion over the next several years towards addressing these challenges. The targets of the effort will be the most substantial economic, fiscal, and other sustainability challenges of our current age, including the explosive growth of federal entitlement programs, unaffordable health care costs, unprecedented trade and budget deficits, along with the abysmal low savings rate and the associated skyrocketing foreign debt, unsustainable and gluttonous energy consumption, an uncompetitive education system, and a threat to our collective future from the proliferation of weapons of mass destruction. Doesn't sound like a CFR guy to me.
Well, yeah, okay.
but look, I mean, you got to understand something as well. To us that obviously know the roots behind the Council on Foreign Relations, to a lot of other people, it's just like a good old boys club.
Oh yeah, and
that in order to climb the corporate ladder, there's a lot of people that join these various organizations more because of the influence that they offer in order for them to achieve their objectives. There's a lot of people that belong to the CFR that don't believe in Rhodes's vision in any way, shape, or form. Just as the same as there's most probably a whole bunch of Rhodes scholars out there that before they get to Oxford and start their studies do not really understand what a Rhodes scholarship is all about and what the intent of Rhodes was to offer those scholarships. It's pretty much similar to the Fulbright scholarships and William Fulbright. A lot of people think that he was obviously an outstanding senator. But then when you look into the philosophy and the agenda of Fulbright scholarships, you see something completely different.
Oh, yes, sir. I understand. Like I said, that name jumped out at me, but I was very happy, glad, Mr. Walker came out and said what he said.
And, well, there's no question when you read between the lines of his statement, as I said before, he had ruffled a lot of feathers within government agencies. He was responsible in large part for bringing the attention of the outright fraud that was being committed in Iraq by various contractors and various government agencies who hired contractors. So when you are a government employee and you are obviously raising red flags about what Dick Cheney doesn't want you to raise red flags about, There's no question pressure is put onto you to cease and desist.
Oh, I understand that. And then when I heard the name Pete Peterson involved there, I guess we'll just have to wait and see if we hear any more from Mr. Walker. Let's hope we do.
Oh, absolutely. Well, he seems to have made the commitment that he's continuing his Wake Up America tour, and so you can expect to hear from him again. As a matter of fact, in my wild fantasy of a ticket to run against John McCain or Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton would have been a Ron Paul David Walker ticket.
Well, that, yes, I was, yes, I would have gone for that myself.
Yep. There's nobody knows, no two people know more about the scandals of Washington than Ron Paul and David Walker.
Yes, I'm with you on that completely.
Well, thanks for the call, Kevin.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. Just a little sidebar here. Military donations to political candidates. This is from grunts, military personnel. Ron Paul has received $212,000 from the military grunts. Barack Obama has got $90,000. McCain has got $50,000. Hillary got $40,000. Let's go to John in California.
Hello, Robbie.
Hey, John.
How you doing?
All right, sir.
Good. Hey, I think your last caller, this guy Kevin, made a major point. I just pulled out my Peter G. Peterson, sounded familiar to me, too, and I just looked at my latest copy of the 2007 CFR membership roster, and he is definitely a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, and that definitely is the guy that was the past president for many years of that group.
Well, that explains where he gets $1 billion from.
Yeah, yeah. But it doesn't quite explain about Mr. Walker, does it?
No, but isn't that part and parcel? He's part and parcel of the Concord Coalition.
Who, Pete Peterson or Mr. Walker?
Well, the Concord Coalition is actually the one that is financing the fiscal wake-up tour.
Oh, okay.
And there's a lot of people involved with that. Believe it or not, former Senator Sam Nunn's involved with that. Also, Warren Buffett's involved with it.
Yeah, well, I think a lot of us, myself especially, I have a lot of trouble with this correlation versus causation thing. And, you know, when you start seeing people like Warren Buffett and George Soros financing something, you know, immediately red flags go up. But it's not necessarily, you know, bad all the time. You know, there's not something bad behind every tree. I mean, I'm sure these people change their underwear every night just like we do, and they eat food, so that's not bad just because they're CFR people. But
as I said before, a lot of people join various organizations not merely to promote the original intent of the organization, but more so for the sphere of influence it will give them.
Or some kind of political cover could possibly.
Sure.
Yeah, okay.
You know, not everybody is motivated by high moralistic ideals. Sometimes in order to achieve the objective, you got to swim in the shallows with the sharks.
Yeah, well, I hear you there. You know, the thing, I just wanted to point out that Peter G. Peterson, he is the guy, but there's a lot of other things that are confusing that are going around among various other radio broadcasters. People are saying, you know, I heard statements just in the last few months that almost every candidate for president, Democrat or Republican, with a few exceptions, was a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. And I kept hearing, you know, that Barack Obama, or you know, is a member, and also his wife Michelle, and that's sure. Not true. I mean, they may be aspiring to be members of that group, and they may be linked to this guy from the Trilateral Commission, Brzezinski, but he's not listed. Neither one of them is listed as a member of the CFR in the latest directory, and you know, so.
Mm. I don't know. Is Colin Powell, is he a member of the CFR?
I believe he is. I did check him, yes.
Oh, okay. So they allow brothers into the organization.
Yeah. for whatever. He has some value, you know. So
sure.
But I just, you know, and certainly John McCain is a member, but Mitt Romney is not, you know. So I don't know.
What does that mean?
Does that mean he's not an internationalist? I don't know.
Oh, George Hamilton is your quintessential yuppie wannabe president. And as you can tell, he's keeping all these options open. He, as many pundits have stated, he obviously has resigned himself to to obviously not getting the nomination this time around, but he obviously has his eyes set on the next election 4 years hence.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he's gone, but he's not forgotten. Besides, he's got to get his $70 million back somehow.
Yeah.
You know, you don't spend that kind of money. This always amazes me with politics. You know, no politician is you hear stories of people running for Senate spending, you know, like Mayor Bloomberg spent $100 million to become mayor of New York.
Right.
You don't spend that kind of money with, and especially if you're a businessman that's made a lot of money in your life. You don't spend that kind of money with no intention of recouping it at some point in time, because otherwise how can you justify it? I mean, it doesn't even make any logical sense.
Yeah, I agree. And he's getting it back some way, somehow, and we're just not quite part of the in-group enough to know exactly just how, you know. So.
Sure. And all these guys want to keep their viability alive. I mean, Rudy Giuliani, although he obviously failed in his attempt, I guarantee you that that he will use the publicity he got to more than adequately make up for any of the money he spent on his failed run.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah, I'm sure he's going to be the reason why he supported John McCain, hoping that if John McCain becomes president, then Giuliani and partners will be seen very favorably by some government agency for nice government contracts. It's how the whole system is so.
Yeah.
So crooked.
Yeah. So, yeah. I guess the thing is, you know, I just try to keep track of who's a member and who isn't, but just because they're not a member doesn't mean they're not aspiring to be a member. Doesn't mean, you know, for instance, this guy John Edwards, you know, the so-called quote-unquote populist candidate. I remember him very distinctly from 4 years ago, Robbie, when John Kerry won the Democratic nomination in February of 2004 or late January or something, and everyone was wondering, well, who's his running mate going to be? And, you know, didn't hear anything from him for several months. Then in June of 2004, John Edwards and a whole host of other people attended the Bilderberg meeting, you know, on the 50th anniversary, and all their names were listed in the L.A. Times out here. And then, you know, just coincidentally, you know, around the middle of June when the meeting ended, John Kerry noticed John Edwards was back on, I guess he just figured out that he was going to ask him to be his running mate. So, I don't know that there was a cause and effect. All I'm doing is observing.
It's always good to observe, bro.
Yeah.
Thanks, John.
Thanks a lot.
All right. Let's go to another John, this time in Idaho. Hey, John.
Hey, how you doing?
All right, sir.
You were talking about Pete Peterson, and I don't know if you clarified it with the last caller that he was actually the chairman of the Council on Foreign Relations.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
We've established that.
Oh, okay. And chairman of the Blackstone Group, and plus also he was in the Nixon administration, Secretary of Commerce. So he's been around, but something that surprises me, coming from the CFR, that he wrote a book called Running on Empty. And it's basically how the Democratic and Republican parties are bankrupting our future and what Americans can do about it. So he's talking about the deficits, trade deficit, and the...
certainly. This is why he put... obviously being chairman of Blackstone was what gave him... He is obviously a very wealthy man because he's committed $1 billion towards this foundation.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't commit that kind of money unless you are very passionate about it. Yes, here we go. I'll quote you directly from him. He says, "I have been around a very long time and I've never seen so many simultaneous challenges that I would describe as undeniable, unsustainable, and virtually untouchable politically.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that when he was senior chairman of the Blackstone Group and was a former U.S. Commerce Secretary.
Now, there it is.
Yep. Says we've reached a make-or-break point in America history.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take Discardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. Okay, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, Colloidal Silver, Olive Leaf Extract, Oregano Oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom94.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom94.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 94.com. Freedom94.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
A billion people died on the news tonight, but not so many cried at the devil's sight.
Welcome back. Final segment for Friday. Let me read you a release from Mr. Peterson. As he says, we have reached the make or break point in American history. The problems we face today have reached tidal proportions and festered for more than two decades due to political irresponsibility. Now's the time to put politics aside and put the country first and begin to solve these problems with courage and clarity. This is the moment in our history when we do what is necessary to remain a first-class country. Leading the new foundation as president and CEO will be David Walker, who has served as Comptroller General of the United States for the last plus 9 years, during which he headed the U.S. Government Accountability Office and has been, in effect, the USA's chief accountability officer. Mr. Walker will work directly with Mr. Peterson and the directors of the foundation in setting the foundation's goals and priorities, as well as running the organization's day-to-day activities. David Walker is an ideal choice to lead this foundation because he has tremendous focus, credibility, and insight. He has a track record of commitment to these issues and is leaving a front row seat at the center of our government, where he acquired an insider's knowledge of and perspective on America's long-term fiscal and other challenges and the factors that influence them, Mr. Peterson said. Mr. Walker fully understands the stakes for our future, and I'm confident he will serve as a powerful, credible, nonpartisan, and non-nonsense voice of reason on behalf of the foundation and the mission. The Peterson Foundation will focus on drawing attention to and solving the most critical social, economic, and environmental problems that threaten the nation's economy and imperil the American way of life for future generations. The foundation will seek innovative means to advance its agenda, relying on both traditional and non-traditional platforms to spread its message and call Americans to action. When fully staffed, the foundation will engage or employ policy advocates, field educators, digital media professionals in order to mobilize key constituencies and develop programs to support its agenda. Make that of that what you will. But obviously, I think the most important part of the story is the pressure that was put on David Walker to shut up about the fiscal state of the United States government, because he was not shy in any way, shape, or form. As a matter of fact, he was the only person that I think had in any government agency that would come out and speak publicly about it. As a matter of fact, when I first saw him give a speech about how he couldn't sign off on many of these government agencies because as an accountant he had an obligation, and I guess, as I said before, I guess accountants swear some sort of oath to fiscal honesty, that he couldn't put his signature to the financial statements. And for someone in government to have the temerity and the wherewithal to stand up and do something like that, they're okay in my book. Well, I trust you have a great long weekend. Have a happy Dead President's Day on Monday. And we'll see you again on Tuesday. Till then, see you, bye.
Gold has